Hey, I'm Ruben. My band and I have a new song. I'm also a tow truck driver. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I get to go home at the end of the day and see my bandmates.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
You're listening to an OTT Play podcast, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play.
Now you know.
Netflix's latest series, Bodkin, is a quirky series that takes a refreshing spin on the true crime podcast phenomenon, akin to Only Murders in the Building, but with a distinctive Irish twist. Produced by Higher Ground, the production company founded by none other than Barack and Michelle Obama, Bodkin stars Will Forte as Gilbert Power, an upbeat American podcaster embarking on a quest to unravel a long-standing mystery in the fictional town of Bodkin. Alongside Forte, Siobhan Cullen portrays Dove, a skeptical print journalist with a disdain for podcasts as legitimate journalism, while Robin Cara shines as Emmy, an eager researcher diving headfirst into her inaugural field assignment. Set against the backdrop of Ireland's captivating yet enigmatic landscapes, Bodkin seamlessly blends comedy and thrills as our trio navigates the eccentricities and hidden truths of Bodkin. We live in a world obsessed with small-town mysteries. There's just something deliciously ominous about crime set in mofussil towns or remote villages. So when Netflix released Bodkin, an offbeat satire on small-town mysteries, expectations were unrealistically high. A podcaster's trio arrive in a small village in Ireland called Bodkin to excavate the events that led to the disappearance of three individuals at their annual festival. Only problem, this curious habeas corpus took place 20 years ago, and to make matters sticky, the village folk seem to be excessively dodgy, and all is evidently not what it seems. If this premise isn't sufficient to pull you into the series, here are some insider nuggets about the series in today's episode of Now You Know.
Trivia 1.
In the climatic episode of Bodkin, deftly helmed by the visionary Paddy Brachnach, audiences are whisked away to the enchanting eve of the Samhain Festival, a venerable celebration steeped in ancient Celtic lore. Filmed amidst the rustic charm of Union Hall, a quaint fishing village in West Cork, and the idyllic Belmont estate in Co, Wicklow, this installment encapsulates the essence of the ages-old festival, better known today as Halloween. So in heralding the close of the Celtic year and the dawn of a new cycle, has origins that predate the advent of Christianity by over 2,000 years. Netflix treated fans to a mesmerizing behind-the-scenes peek with an enthralling BTS clip, unveiling the meticulous craft behind the spellbinding Samhain Festival portrayed in Bodkin. From breathtaking pyrotechnics to towering puppets and a cast of over 300 extras, the recreation of this grand event was nothing short of a cinematic marvel.
1, 2.
While the captivating Irish backdrop of Bodkin may lure viewers into believing they've been stumbled upon a real-life mystery, the truth is far more intriguing. Despite the trailer's cheeky assertion that the series is based on a true story overheard at a pub, executive producer Alex Metcalf is quick to dispel any notions of authenticity. In a revelation via Tudum, Bodkin's primary setting, the eponymous Irish town, is a figment of imagination meticulously crafted to exist solely within the realms of fiction. Bodkin purposefully navigates away from reality's shores, rejecting the temptation to anchor itself in existing true crime tales. Yet, amidst this realm of fiction, Bodkin skillfully manages the allure of true crime, ensnaring viewers in a labyrinth of suspense and fascination.
Year 3.
Howth Castle, located in County Dublin, serves as a prominent and recurring backdrop in Bodkin, notably housing characters like Mother Bernadette and the nuns. Positioned on the scenic Howth Peninsula just outside Dublin, it is a home to lush golf courses and captivating hiking trails. Adding to its allure, the castle is nestled within the Deer Park golf course, adding a touch of grandeur to the series. Filming for Bodkin also captures the essence of Howth Village, found on the peninsula's eastern edge, a mere 11 miles from Dublin City. These captivating locations not only enrich Bodkin's narrative, but also provide a stunning setting against which the series' drama unfolds, blending mystery with the breathtaking landscapes of Ireland.
Tier 4.
In a recent interview, Will Forte shared a fascinating tidbit about his role in Bodkin. Despite the norm of extensive research, Forte took a different route, admitting to minimal preparation. Why? Well, it turns out Forte, hailing from Northern California, felt a deep resonance with his character, a fellow American with a podcast background and a penchant for true crime. But here's the kicker, Forte didn't attribute his ease with the role to luck. No, he credited the script's brilliance, describing it as so finely crafted that even an extraterrestrial could deliver it with panache. So there you have it, folks. Bodkin's allure isn't just in its captivating storyline, it's in the talent behind the scenes, making it all come to life. Well, that's all for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm getting married today. I'm also a firefighter and first responder. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can make it to my ceremony to start the next chapter of my life.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.